15 students taking a course on poetic forms took turns staffing a haiku booth outside Washington and Lee's Student Center, ready to write about almost anything in the spare Japanese style.
A haiku is a poem, and it's made up of three lines, and the first line is 5 syllables, the second line is 7 syllables, and the third line is 5 syllables.
Morgan Holt's first commission was for something on financial fraud.
It was an accounting teacher, and actually I don't know anything about accounting fraud, so we did a little research.
What do you mean you did a little research? You whipped out your cell phone and Googled it?
And Googled it. Working with what we have. Okay, so the poem is called Accounting Fraud. Falsify charges, a financial fiasco, money gone for good.
And Porter Grieve was commissioned to write a poem about his roommate.
You are short and mean, you wrestle and sleep, that's it, and you drink too much.
He was happy to spend the afternoon crafting verse and enjoyed the challenge of saying so much with so little.
You can get a deeper meaning across in just fewer syllables.
Is this like the perfect form of poetry for a generation engrossed in texting and raised on video games?
I would say so. I'd agree with that.
But seriously, do you think that it has a special appeal to a generation that really is sort of all about speed and efficiency?
Don't quote me on this, but yes.
Professor Leslie Wheeler agreed, pointing out that the poems were written on postcards.
But what people are doing is they're photographing them on their cell phones and sending them that way.
She hoped haiku might force students to slow down.
They require you to focus intensely on a moment and expand that moment. It's fast, but it also makes fastness slow, if that makes sense.
Student Marissa Kogan was also thinking about speed when she commissioned a poem for a local cop.
I was going down a hill and he was sitting in the dark.
So now you have a big fine to pay?
Close to 200, yeah.
Ouch. But maybe the haiku will make you feel better, huh?
Hopefully.
We hope so.
A few angry words.
And of course, there were requests for Mother's Day messages. University Registrar Scott Dittman wanted something for his wife, Susan.
Married 34 years.
Okay. Wow.
We have 3 kids, all of them grown. The last is graduating from college this month.
Okay. What does she like?
She started WNL's volleyball program.
Okay.
Right now, she's getting into sewing.
In a matter of minutes, student Aaron Jung had woven those words into poetry.
Susan, let's bump, set, and spike. 34 years we've survived. How is sewing coming?
And Beverly Lorig, Director of Career Services at Washington and Lee, wanted a poem for her mom.
My mother's name is Myrtle. I bet this is the first Myrtle you've had today. M-Y-R-T-L-E. My mother loves dancing, and she used to make wonderful biscuits.
Lorig, like the other patrons, paid $5 to charity for a customized poem and left the students with some invaluable advice. Poetry might not seem like a job skill, but it could give graduates an edge.
What I would say is appreciation of the other cultures and language that you have will move you to the front of the line when you're competing for other opportunities.
Haiku should be on the resume.
Definitely, absolutely.
Clouds rolled in and rain fell, cutting the afternoon short. But the students had written 53 haiku by then, including one special message for our listeners. Haiku are tiny radios, the news WVTF moms rock. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.